Welcome back to Weight Watchers.
Bye.
Have we all been good this week?
Well, you know.
Bye. Now, we have someone graduating tonight. I'm sure he will be an inspiration to us all. Tell us how much you lost, Clint.
80 pounds.
Oh!
Thank you.
80 pounds. That's wonderful. And you're keeping it off with the diet?
Well, mainly with the substitutions.
The substitutions?
Yeah, you know, one milk portion equals one scotch. One bread portion equals one scotch.
But Clint, what about your balance, your fruits and your vegetables?
Bloody Mary and a stick of celery.
Well, the point is you've done it, Clint.
Yeah.
And could you tell us your secret?
My secret? You people here were my secret. Anytime I felt like giving up, I thought of you people here.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
You gave me the impetus because, quite frankly, you people are fat. You people are disgustingly fat. You roly-poly porkers really make me puke.
Now, Clint, you can't say that.
Oh, yeah, keep on talking so I can see where your mouth is.
You used to be fat, too.
Yeah, so I couldn't say anything, but now I'm thin, I can tell you gluttons off. There's so much sweat in this room, I have salt stains on my hush puppies.
We are trying to change, Clint.
Oh, please don't say the word change. The thought of you hippos sliding in and out of your polyester tarpaulins is enough to make my oatmeal hit the wall.
The important thing is that people care enough to come to these meetings.
The only reason people come to these meetings is this place has double doors.
I don't think that's funny.
Well, I don't care what you think, little Lotta. Anyone with no discernible neck is not allowed to have an opinion.
You're no better than us.
No, but I'm thinner. The hairs on your head are an inch apart. To find your knees, you have to check for the indent. And look at your feet. Okay, trick question. But take it from me, your ankles are drooping over the sides of your shoes. And you, the Mama Cass impersonator.
I'm very proud of the weight I've lost. I'm now down to a size 13.
A size 13 what? Battleship? And stop pointing those bow guns at me.
That's not much of an attitude, Clint.
Yeah, but that's how I did it. Anytime I felt like chowing down, I thought of you butterballs, how your backs spill over your chairs. It was inspirational, and I really, really want to thank you all.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Don't talk to me. I don't talk to fat people anymore. I mean, my God, some of you have dimples on your noses. No, I'm through with this. Now I'm joining AA.
Sounds like you're aiming to be perfect.
Well, if I ever do become perfect, am I ever going to tell God what I think I am?